With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Firefighters are hoping to make further progress against wildfires as forecasters again warn of dangerous weather with the return of strong winds. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared. These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
At least 16 people have been killed, another 16 missing. An investigation's underway into the private drone that crashed into an aircraft battling the California wildfires last week. The FBI says it's looking for the owner of the drone that punched a hole in the wing of a Super Scooper aircraft Thursday, forcing it to land. These types of planes fly low over bodies of water, scooping up vast amounts to drop onto the fires. LAPD Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer escort or allow residents to go back inside their burned homes.
We have search operations now beginning. We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation efforts, and then the recovery of remains, working closely with the LA County coroner. Tomorrow winds will be picking up, as you heard, further complicating our efforts and creating an additional fire danger.
Officials say a burglary suspect was arrested as he looted the remains of one home. He was dressed as a firefighter. Also at SRNnews.com, after a freezing winter storm shut schools, cut power, and canceled flights, the South is slowly thawing as warmer weather melts snow and ice. Power's back in parts of North Carolina and South Carolina, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the March for Life, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It is set to take place on Friday, January 24th, here in Washington, D.C., and will be the third edition of the annual event since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Organizers say the march is more important than ever as the fight over abortion has moved to the states and is being fought out in courts all across the country. Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are expected to gather on the National Mall and walk from there up to Capitol Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Human Rights Campaign continues to push corporate America to embrace the queer trans agenda, even as the country experiences a backlash against those left-wing policies. HRC is beginning the new year with a call for businesses to establish so-called anti-discrimination policies that encompass sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. This is SRN News. Two living members of the President's Club seem to be enjoying a pleasant conversation before the state funeral service for the late President Jimmy Carter began. George Williams has more.
President-elect Donald Trump was asked about televised images of an apparently jovial exchange he was having with former President Barack Obama as families, dignitaries, and mourners gathered for the ceremony Thursday at the Washington National Cathedral.
I didn't realize it, how friendly it looked.
If former Presidents Carter and Ford eventually developed a close bond, could the same happen for Mr. Obama and Mr. Trump?
I said, boy, they look like two people that like each other, and we probably do. We have a little different philosophies, right?
Only time will tell. George Williams reporting.
Joe Biden's awarding Pope Francis the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction. The White House made the announcement, noting it's the first time he's given that honor to anyone. More details at SRNnews.com.